The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. Ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
You know, when I heard what you're going to be talking about today, I thought, sheesh, is everyone going on about Sky Shabalala again?
Again.
Yeah, but apparently there's other bachelors out there.
So, you know, we had that whole thing where we were going to choose the bachelor.
Yeah.
We sent our submission, but unfortunately, Emir chose someone else. So after months of keeping audiences guessing, they finally reveal their new bachelor for season two, and he is none other than Mark Buckner.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting thing is, he's a Durbanite.
Okay.
Born in Durban and then moved to Cape Town. He is an
Is it Sky Shabalala under a nom de plume?
Hey? Something like that.
Did you submit yourself for The Bachelor?
No, I didn't. We submitted, remember, this work, okay. Sorry, I just Googled.
Yeah, he's hard.
So anyway, Mark is a businessman, an action adventurer, a model, an all-round nice guy.
Yeah.
And I got a little chinwag with him this week. Mark Buckner, congratulations on becoming the new bachelor of season two.
Thank you, Terrence. It's going to be quite a rollercoaster. I'm super excited, and it's all unfolding quite rapidly.
So how did it all come about? How did you get to be the next bachelor?
So someone from Rapper Blue, we started to chat. Obviously, the conversation went fairly well because then I got an email with more questions.
Mm.
And then from there, it was a video. It was a questionnaire presentation over video. And then eventually, I ended up in Joburg from Cape Town with a full-blown interview with the whole team.
So you're from Cape Town?
Well, originally from Durban, but I've been in Cape Town for quite a few years now.
Another Durban guy on a reality show. That's incredible. You know, we produce winners here in Durban.
Yes, absolutely. And I got to admit, Durbanites are the friendliest, so I think everyone knows that by now.
That we are. So I've read your biog, and I know that you're an action adventurer, you a multi-property owner. Your CV looks brilliant on paper. So why are you still single?
You know, so much goes on, and I've been doing so much traveling. I've actually settled down a bit more now. And, you know, the truth is, I just feel like now is the better age than any other, for me, at least.
Are you actually looking for the right person right now?
Yes. When I was younger, I thought that this would have happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
But no time like the present.
Well, you're 36 now, right?
Yeah.
So time to settle down.
Absolutely.
What are you looking for in a woman, in a prospective partner?
I'm looking for someone that is very goal-orientated because I feel I am, and I want someone to drive me as much as I would push them to do better, you know? And someone that's obviously mature and just really... Positivity is a big thing for me. You know, there's so much going on worldwide, but in South Africa, and negativity isn't going to help anyone, so it would be nice that we could build something together with that in mind.
Do you really think that you're going to find a partner in this environment where you're in front of cameras the whole time and it's almost hyper reality?
I honestly have no idea, but it would be amazing if that were to happen, and I don't know what I'm set up for, but I'm gonna trust in the process and just go with it. I'm kind of on the fly sort of guy.
Do you have a game plan though?
Not at all. You know, the thing is, I just leap and I don't think about, I think more about the present than I do about what's going to happen in the future. So I'm just focusing on now and then let it unfold.
What more with our new bachelor?
So coming up, he tells us about his Durban connection and also what his ideal woman is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen up.
Go.
This is East Coast Breakfast. He's the guy with the biggest heart in KZN, and he has another great story to share on Thursday morning at 6:40.
My name is Avril. I was given a week to move out, and I came to the Bluff. Since then, I've really been in financial difficulties. I moved from Johannesburg. I was then the weight of 98 kilos. Due to stress and not eating, there's just no food to eat. There's no money to buy any food to eat. I'm now down to 53 kilos. Things are very, very tough.
It's The Big Favor with Damon Beard. Thursday mornings at 6:40 on East Coast Breakfast.
When you open a Standard Bank Notice deposit account, the investment term is up to you. Choose a notice period of between 7 and 60 days and you're good to go. Visit standardbank.co.za to apply online. T's and C's apply. Standard Bank is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider. Standard Bank, moving forward.
Hi, Nao. How's business?
Oh, frustrating. Our internet is just so slow now that we've grown so much and everyone's online at the same time.
Really? You should get Vodacom's business fiber. They mean business.
Get reliable, uncapped Vodacom Business Fiber from 649 Rand per month for 24 months. Free installation and free LTE while you wait, plus free backup. Connect with SA's leading network. T's and C's apply. Search Vodacom Business. Together, the future's exciting. Ready? Vodacom Business.
When things go wrong, Trevor calls Jack.
Jack!
Not quite like that, but yes. So when his geezer burst, guess who he called?
Jack speaking, hello.
And when his daughter turned his car into a submarine, guess who he called?
Jack speaking, hello.
But when his soccer team lost in the final seconds of the game, guess who called him?
Trevor, did you see that? Hey, how could he miss?
At Suntum, we appreciate the vital role intermediaries play in understanding and delivering insurance good and proper. Because it's not just business to them, and they're not just intermediaries. Visit suntum.co.za. Suntum, insurance good and proper. A registered FSP.
So coming up, The Bachelor, the new Bachelor, Durban Boy, sat down with Terrence Pillay, and he's going to give us the breakdown of what for this Bachelor, who is like in any, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're from. He's just, he's hot. Some people go so far as to say doit. And he's like an amazing human being. But what is the ideal woman for him? Are you that woman? Find out with The Good, The Bad and The Ugly when we come back.
Taking a look at your traffic, it's still a problem on the N3. If you're traveling from Pietermaritzburg heading towards Durban, it's an accident scene that happened earlier before Umlaas Road. It was involving two trucks and recovery is currently taking place. Traffic there is at a standstill. And then we've got a problem on the N2. If you're traveling from Spaghetti Junction heading towards Umhlanga, before Umhlanga, in the left lane is a stationary truck and this is causing slow-moving traffic. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Jayshree Parasroman.
WhatsApp the keyword traffic and your info to 061-792-9495.
Into the
it, I like it a lot. And no money and motivation. It's almost 8:49 on East Coast Breakfast. We're continuing with Terrence Pillay.
The good, the bad,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly, with Terrence Pillay.
Terrence, before you continue, and the new Bachelor South Africa, Mark Buckner, answers your questions about his ideal woman. Have you found that when you say, did you do this telephonic, or were you like face to face with this Adonis?
It was telephonic, but telephonic. I'm meeting him tomorrow.
But do you find that when you're in the company of people just this exceptionally good looking and muscular and talented and amazing, that you just You battle to focus?
No, you find yourself adjusting your clothes, your hair,
yep,
and everything else, and think, why am I so less than?
This is not just me.
No.
Okay, cool.
No, it's a thing. So this guy, you know, when he's not exploring foreign destinations, often in the company of his mom, by the way.
Aww.
How's that? Analyzing economic trends, you'll find him in the great outdoors. Take a listen.
Mark, are you quite a fay with the show, the concept, what it's all about, and have you watched previous seasons of it?
You know, I haven't watched much of it. Recently I started doing a bit of a catch-up, only of the South African one. So, yeah, like I said, I'm not entirely sure how it will unfold, but I think that's the exciting part, for me at least, and I also think that it's a good thing that I don't know too much about it.
Yeah.
So I know that there are going to be some amazing women, and I just hope to get to know everyone, and then, you know, take it from there.
Because while you are going to find the one, hopefully, and it's going to be a positive experience, you are going to leave a string of broken hearts. How do you feel about that?
That's the thing. That's the beauty about the show. It goes both ways. So, you know, as The Bachelor, I'm offering a rose, and these women get to choose whether they accept it. And if they want to get to know me more, then that's what they would do. But, yeah, so I guess in a way it's almost like speed dating, but not. We get to go on full adventurous date and test each other. You know, it's not at all just about me.
So what's your idea of the ideal date?
Depends how far we are into the date. But let's say 3 dates in, and what I could think off the top of my head is a romantic fireplace, wintry evening, and maybe a couple of glasses of red wine. And then aside from that, I love to do adventurous things. So kayaking, maybe a first date, might be a little picnic on the top of the mountain.
Are you looking to find someone who's pretty similar to you and who shares the same interests?
I do believe that opposites attract. I don't want to date someone that's identical to myself. You know, I want to also experience something new.
So Mark, tell us what you are like when you're not in front of the camera. I know that you've been modeling since you were 16. You're a businessman as well. But what do you spend your days doing?
Spend my days with friends, family, and my new dog, so Luna. So we actually get outdoors every day. She's out with me all day. So I try and do little mini adventures. And because obviously I'm trading in most evenings, and I have a lot of check-ins and check-outs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a busy day.
So Mark, tell me about your link to Durban. Were you born here? Did you grow up here?
I was. Most of my family's still there. It's just my parents that are in Cape Town. So I travel through every now and then just to meet everyone again and say hi, do some work there occasionally. I miss the humidity, strangely. I don't know why. I mean, I left there at a young age, and then obviously I went back and forth every year.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. We wish you well on the show, and hopefully you will find the one.
Yeah, I'm holding thumbs. Hope you are too.
I'm holding thumbs for you, yeah.
Listen, I'm quite an open-minded person, but I don't think I really could never even put my hand up for this Bachelor thing. This takes another kind of bravery.
It's level 7.
Intrepidness and just, good luck. By the way, Terrence was saying, ladies, if you can still enter. When do entries only close? Midnight tonight,
can you believe?
So if I'm a beautiful young lass from the East Coast right now, and I think to myself, I'd like to hook up with a Bachelor, right? What do I need to qualify?
Well, they can go onto the Mnet website and follow the
You've got to send a picture, tell a little bit about yourself. Obviously not be married.
A little video maybe.
Can you be married? I mean, it's KZN.
No, of course they can't be married.
No, you can't say that, Derry. What do you mean, of course it's KZN?
All right, so you still have till midnight tonight. So enter. Ladies, you could be the next the little, what do you call the winner of that? The bachelor, the, should she become the bachelorette?
Bachelorette, I suppose.
Go for it, Brew. Thanks, Terrence.
Thanks, Aaron.
You're waking up to East Coast Breakfast.